Okay, today's date is Saturday, April 8th, 2023. The time now is 12:30 a.m. My name is Investigator Tom Toth, T-O-T-H, with the Orange County District Attorney's Office. This interview will be regarding OCDA case number 23-001104. It's taking place at the Orange County Global Medical Center, fourth floor nurses station. Okay, could we have you state your full name and spell your last name for us? Okay, we have the other investigators identify yourselves.
Detective Corporal Renee Bonilla, R-E-N-E, B-O-N-I-L-L-A, badge number 2307.
Sergeant Jorge Lopez, J-O-R-G-E-L-O-P-E-Z, batch number 3029, Internal Affairs, Santa Ana PD.
Okay. Is that right?
9 years.
9 years. And how long have you worked with the Orange County Globals?
9 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your position currently is?
RN, registered nurse.
And
Med-Surg.
Okay. Yeah. And currently you're working the fourth floor. Is there a special name for this unit, or is it just fourth?
Fourth floor Med-Surg.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, very good. All right, earlier in the evening, the subject was brought up to you.
Yes.
From the emergency room.
Yes.
Could you let us know what information you received when the subject came to you and you processed him in?
Yes. So I received report from a emergency nurse named Ive. They did not do any search. Also, do you want me to tell you everything that he told me as far as what they gave him, or? Gotta get the correct. They did.
I'm so sorry. Part is 18. Okay. Yeah, and up in the 99.
So it's basically possible. Hasn't been confirmed. That's what I was told. His vital signs were stable.
Okay, and upon your contact with him, was he awake?
He was, he looked a little bit drowsy, sleepy, but very arousable, could answer all questions. He was alert and oriented times four, meaning he knew where he was, what happened, what the date was, and the situation. He did complain of some pain. We settled him in. I can't say. I mean,
is he stable? All right. Did he make any kind of statements to you?
No, he just answered.
What happened?
He just said he got shot.
Okay.
That's all he said. Yeah, because we do have to ask them. That's one of our questions. Do you know what happened? Why you're in the hospital? And he said, I got shot. And that's all he didn't elaborate.
And as far as personal property that may have came up, was
green.
The property in a bag?
Yes, in a hospital bag. It was just one shoe, a sock, and his underwear.
Okay. And then any blood that may have been drawn in the ER?
Let me see if there are, like I said, I'm not sure. I can check if there were labs drawn. That does mean that they drew blood.
Okay.
Ernie, 19.
If there was, what we would like to have done is have a hole placed on that.
That would not be something I could order or do. You'd have to talk to the doctor.
Okay.
Sorry.
Who is that? This is Garrett.
And the only other actual medication I gave to him, he has IV fluids, so nothing out of the ordinary.
While you're doing that, is there a good contact number here in case we have any follow-up questions?
So for our So there was typical labs drawn.
All right. Any follow-up questions?
No.
Anything you can think of that we didn't ask you that you think might be important for us to know regarding this?
No. I mean, I know he...
Thank you very much. The time now is 12:40 a.m. and we'll go ahead and end the interview.